They were utterly amazed at him, and rightly so. So often we find in Jesus' interactions with others where he seems to be in a tight spot, and intentionally so in this case. They try to ensnare him. They try to back him into a corner to get him to give an answer that would somehow be condemnable, which they could turn him over to the authorities. And as we see so often, Jesus opens up a new space, a new possibility in their understanding of things. He doesn't fall into the trap. In fact, he sees right through their hypocrisy, the text tells us. We hear them trying to flatter him. Oh, Jesus, we know that you teach the right stuff. We know that you don't regard a person's status. And then they go for the throat. Jesus, responding creatively, responds with this saying that we've heard many times. Repay to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, to God what belongs to God. And to get this point across, you know, he asked them in a very visual way, give me a denarius, give me this coin. He says, whose image and inscription is this? And just as on that coin there was the image and the inscription of Caesar, so on every man and every woman there's the image and the likeness of God. Jesus calls to mind that reality of creation in the book of Genesis, the reality of who we are, of in whose image we are made. And so he's not just giving a throwaway answer to get them off his case, but speaking a profound truth to them and to us. Remember in whose image you are made. Jesus responds sort of with the mainline Jewish tradition here that accepted the rule of the Romans, maybe with some resignation, but accepted them to the point of paying taxes, of paying to Caesar. Okay, we can deal with that. While maintaining their sovereignty, while maintaining, rather, God's sovereignty, knowing that ultimately we're answerable only to God. There are governments in this world that, you know, call upon us for taxes, for certain responsibilities. We have bosses that expect certain things from us, different people, different circumstances in our lives that make their just demands. Okay, pay to Caesar what belongs to Caesar. But never forget in whose image you were made. The great freedom that gives us as sons and daughters of God. And it calls us back to our vocation, to pay to God what belongs to God. Our very selves, our very beings, which are stamped with his image.